Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. The president's chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, Cecilia Rouse, testifying that inflation in front of us now is going to ease. The quote, "We expect inflation to moderate over the coming year because we believe that the factors that have been causing high inflation will begin to ease as COVID cases gradually decrease." I remind all of us it's 7.5% from a year earlier, as most recently recorded. At the same time, we have voices from the Federal Reserve, the men and women who vote on addressing inflation. And this is a mixed picture. In fact, that's the headline at the Financial Times. Can Jay Powell build consensus at a divided Federal Reserve? We're told that there are hawks. There are even super hawks. James Bullard, president of the St. Louis Fed, wants a half point raise in March, and then continued raises every 6 weeks for the rest of the year. In comparison, Neil Kashkari, the president of the Minneapolis Fed, urges the Feds not to, quote, overdo it. And he warns that if the central bank raises rates, quote, really aggressively, we run the risk of slamming the brakes on the economy. There are other voices, but those are two brackets of where we are. I welcome Veronique Duvergier of the Mercatus Center, who's been my guide on the inflation story for 2 years. We've been watching this. And here it is now. The Federal Reserve says we must do something, but what? And the White House says that it's getting better, or we've passed peak inflation. Veronique, how to sort these things out, especially the Fed part? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. They're hard to sort out, but here's the thing. First, it's important to repeat over and over and over again that is honestly quite unacceptable that the Fed did not see this coming. There were a lot of voices, even if you want to make it political, on the left side of the political spectrum. So at least voices that in the current climate are less offensive than when it's right wingers who are saying this type of things, that were warning all year about inflation, and the Fed missed it. So today they're in a situation where they're faced with a lot of inflation, and they're going to have to be very decisive. You clearly get a feeling that some of the voices in the Federal Reserve are convinced that it's these inflationary pressures, such as labor constraints, supply constraints, that are the entire culprit of inflation. And then you have a feeling that others actually understand that actually the Fed may have played a role in addition to all these pressures. And these are actually the forces that are clashing against one another. And who wins will have a very decisive impact, because I agree that these forces, these inflationary pressures, they're going to ease. It's inevitable. Inflation is always transitory in a sense. The question is, how long does it take to go away, and how fast does it go away? And I just don't believe that it goes away just because of the pressures are lifted. I think the Fed is going to have to do something big or strong. I don't know, but something, because it played a role. And it's all this expansionary policy long before we needed it, all this spending injected in the economy long before we needed it, that's responsible. And until we do something to reverse this, we're going to have some inflation.
We have another voice from the Federal Reserve Board. This is a voting member, Esther George, president of the Kansas City Fed. President George pointed to the assets that the Fed has built up. I believe I read the number $9 trillion on the balance sheets. Now, that needs to go down, I believe. Is that going down going to help things at the same time they raise rates? Is that the road ahead? They're going to go from, say, $9 trillion to $7 trillion. It'll take them a while. It's a lot of money.
I think they're going to do both, and they need to do both, for sure. I mean, it's hard to overstate the scale and the scope of the Federal Reserve's action in the last, you know, in 2 years, yes, but also, honestly, in the last 12 years. I mean, since the Great Depression, I mean, the Fed has actually taken a much, much more active role in our economy. And you and I have talked about this before, but while it is true that inflation has spread to prices, I mean, we've had inflation before. Asset prices, I mean, there's a lot of inflation there. Land prices been, you know, been on fire for quite a while. And so, you know, the Fed has been a massive player in this economy, in the economy, more than the last 2 years. Obviously, the last 2 years was over the top. So, yes, they need to do something on that front, too.
The economy is growing. At least that's what the GDP indicates. And we had a consumer number that tells us that the shoppers are still out there and they don't seem to mind, or if they do mind, it's not going to stop them from using their credit cards. Is that part of the answer as well? Can the consumers, the shoppers shop, get us out of the trouble?
No. Actually, the shoppers shop. If anything, if the demand continues full speed on until they're done spending all their COVID relief checks, that only adds fuel to the fire, right? I mean, it's like, because let's be clear. Why do we have so much inflation? It's because as the economy was already recovered, and the Fed had printed a lot of money, and the Treasury had borrowed a lot of money, and that money had been given to people in the form of, for the most part, checks for people to spend. I mean, they're spending this money. The contrast with the Great Recession, right, is that the Fed acted so that all the money that was injected in the bank, they were given incentives to actually not send it into the economy. And here you have still, this is why I think we still may have potentially a ways to go, because there's still, bank accounts are still very full from all that stimulus money, and increased demand, you know, is probably adding some fuel to the fire.
However, isn't our spending the economy's growth? 70% or more of our economy is the consumer. We like to shop.
But it's looking at it in reverse. I mean, it has production. So saving and investments and growth have to come first, right? You need to have people making money, and you have entrepreneur and investors spending money and injecting it into improving productivity for the economy to actually really grow. This notion that somehow consumption is driving everything is actually looking at it upside down.
Veronique Tirishi of the Mercatus Center commenting on what we know so far about the argument at the Fed. Reduce the $9 trillion, raise rates half a point, quarter point every 6 weeks. Same time, White House tells us it's getting better. Okay, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.